It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, y'all set? Welcome back to the Final Inspection Show here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Let's head out to the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Welcome in the driver of the number 88 Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolet, Alex Bowman. Alex, how you doing today?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for taking some time. Now, currently, as we sit, you are 11th in points. In the playoffs, you're 5 points to the good over Clint Bowyer. That's gotta kind of make you nervous, especially with the Roval coming up, huh?
Yeah, going to the Roval, it's not a big enough gap to be confident about by any means. So hopefully we can stay out of trouble. You know, we've run really well the last 2 weeks. We just haven't finished well. So we need to do a better job executing and finish better. But we've got good stage points so far. But we should be in a little better position than we are. So hopefully we'll make it through the carnage that is the Roval and go from there.
Now, what are your thoughts? We've talked a lot about this on the show, and, you know, personally, I can't imagine why NASCAR would schedule, a race this important and make it the Roval where everybody, you know, is expecting a full head-on poop show. It seems a little crazy to me. Am I wrong?
Yeah, that's probably tough to answer.
I don't want to get you in trouble.
Everybody happy. I think it's going to be great for the fans. You know, I think it's going to put on a good show. Fans love seeing torn up race cars. So I think there's going to be a lot of that. But it'll be interesting for sure. Nobody knows what to expect. It could be a clean, green, and strung out race. I mean, we don't know. I don't expect that by any means, but I don't think we really know until we do it. So it's hard to really say what to expect and what I think about it until we do it, but it'll be interesting for sure.
Yeah, I kind of see it going one of two ways. Either the guys are kind of cautious and running about 80 to 85% trying to keep their equipment healthy, or you have guys just going all out, and it's going to be carnage. And I know with how competitive all you guys are in the garage, I definitely expect the latter on that one. But let's say, and I know you crashed during the practice at the Roval that you had a while back. How confident are you going in there?
It's kind of hard to be confident going there, just not knowing what to expect. But we had pretty good speed. Did get in trouble and spin out there, but didn't have any damage and was able to keep testing. A lot of guys weren't so lucky, had to go to backup cars or really tore stuff up. So I don't know. Hopefully we unload and we have good speed. I'm not necessarily the best road course racer in the world, so I'm sure the car is going to be better than the driver, but hopefully I can do a good job and keep us out of trouble, go from there.
Yeah, nice and modest. Nice and modest. So, okay, so we get through this weekend and the disaster at the Roval. Now, looking forward to the other playoff tracks, is there any that, you know, you don't really enjoy racing? Either you don't have success, a lot of success there, or it's just not a track that fits your style?
I would say really the rest of the tracks aside from Texas are pretty fun tracks when you have good race cars and fun to race on. Texas is, since they paved it, it's the pavement's just so new. It's got so much grip. You're so fast in the center of the corner. Can't really race people, and it's not a whole lot of fun. I think with time, that'll obviously get much better. But, it's a good list of tracks for us. Talladega is obviously stressful, kind of its own animal. But aside from those two, they're fun race tracks, and I mean, going to Phoenix is always good for me, being close to home. Martinsville's a good track for us. Dover should be pretty good for us. So looking forward to a lot of them.
Yeah, good, good. So we're talking with Alex Bowman on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Now, Alex, taking over the 88, and obviously everybody knows who the driver was in that car before you. Do you have a bunch of the junior crazies in on your side now?
I hope so. You know, I think I'm not Dale Jr. I'm just trying to be my own person. So, you know, everybody's going to cheer for somebody they can connect with. But super thankful for the Junior Nation fans that have stuck around, you know, and the new fans that have come on board. It's been a lot of fun driving for Hendrick Motorsports this year, and really special to be driving the 88 car.
So now we all know about, you know, the big three, and if you want to throw Keselowski in there, the big four. How far off do you think you are speed-wise from those guys?
You know, a couple months ago we were quite a ways off, and we've narrowed that up quite a bit. You know, Vegas, our long-run speed was probably better than theirs. Our short-run speed just wasn't there. So we have a long way to go to try to catch them. But we've narrowed it up so much that I think if we can continue to do that, we can catch them before the year's over. It's just it takes time, and we started the year really far off. So we've made a ton of progress, and we're continuing to make that progress. We just need to keep making more and keep executing. You know, we've had a rough couple weeks as far as execution goes. So if we can finish where we run, I think we'd be in a better spot. But we are catching them for sure.
So now driving for Rick Hendrick, is that how's that? You know, is it kind of lax where, you know, you get to call him, you know, Uncle Rick, or is it something where you're still calling him sir?
I'd say somewhere in between. You know, Mr. Hendrick has been awesome to work with. I've been able to build a great friendship with him and have a great relationship with him. So I've really enjoyed it. We're both car guys and really into cars, so we get going back and forth on that stuff and talking trash to each other about whose cars are faster and stuff like that. So it's been a fun relationship and a dream come true to be driving for Hendrick Motorsports. So it's been a decent first year together, and really happy to continue that relationship.
Oh, good, good. So now being from Arizona, does that make you a Cardinals fan as far as NFL-wise?
Not really. I've always traveled so much and been so busy racing that I really haven't been a big sports fan by any means. So I really haven't had a team that I've cheered for. Obviously, everybody kind of picks a team come playoff time or come Super Bowl time or whatever. But definitely never been a big Cardinals fan by any means.
All right. Well, there's not a whole lot to cheer for over the years. So you're more than welcome to hop on the Packers bandwagon if you'd like. But getting back to racing, when you're sitting there and you're flying around the track and you see that one car and you know that every time that you're trying to pass this guy for a position, it's a pain in the you-know-what. What driver is that?
99% of the Cup field is going to answer that question with Ryan Newman.
Right.
He is super hard to pass and does a really good job defending. There are times, though, that he's let me go, so him and I typically race each other pretty clean, and I really like Ryan. He's definitely held me up and frustrated me at times, but that's just how he races.
All right. And finally, last question for you here, Alex. What have you been listening to lately?
That's a good question. I kind of bounce all over the place. I listen to, I guess, what you would call like newer metal and post-hardcore rock and stuff like that. So I'm a big fan of like Asking Alexandria, Under Oath. Really like Dance Gavin Dance, bands like that. So kind of bounce around quite a bit, but listen to a bunch of stuff that people call me weird for, but I'll take it.
Well, don't listen to them, because coming from an old metal guy, Iron Maiden, Priest, Motorhead, all that good stuff, I'm right with you, man. So I love it. Fantastic answer. All right. Well, that's fantastic. Alex, you got great taste in music. I wish you the best of luck Sunday as you battle the Roval, and hopefully everybody gets out of that okay. And best of luck, so obviously, at the Roval and the rest. Hopefully, you're raising that 2018 championship trophy.
Hey, thanks. I really appreciate it, and thanks for having me on.
Hey, thank you. Have a good one. There was Alex Bowman. He joined us on a great Midwest Bank hotline. And we'll be back with more of the Final Inspection Show right after this.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.